The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. And someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" Stretching out his hands toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is brother and sister and mother to me." The Gospel of the Lord. For those of you who might not know me, I'm Monsignor Charles Pope, and I'm pastor at the next parish over on East Capitol Street at Holy Comforter, right off of Lincoln Park. So I'm just filling in a little bit of a gap here today for in the parish while Father Bill, the pastor, is away. Both these readings have been something important to say to us about our status and our capacity. The first thing which this gospel teaches us is that we, if we do the will of the Father, are in fact family members of the household of God. We are now members of God's household, and even more intimately, we are members of the family of God. That Jesus is simply saying again, this is what it means to be my brother, my sister, my mother. This is what it means to be a family member. It means someone who has the capacity and the willingness to be of the same mind and the same heart as I am regarding the will and the law of God. Now, the first reading shows us how we become family members and what is now possible for us. There's an image of baptism in this reading. You see, the people are in slavery and they are being pursued by their enemies. But God leads them through these waters and they come out of slavery into freedom, and they see their enemy put to death. Now, for us who have been baptized, the way that we become members of the family of God is not just by keeping rules, but the fundamental way that we become members of the family of God is through baptism. We are baptized into Christ Jesus. We're made a member of his body, and we have a perfect right, because of his shed blood, to lift our hands in confidence and cry out, "Abba," to the Heavenly Father, "Papa," that family word for God. We are now made members of the household of God and the family of God through our baptism. But notice, this reading doesn't just say that we have a change in status, but that we actually see our enemy vanquished. I'm afraid that many Catholics, many Christians in general, don't always have high expectations of what the Lord has done for them or can do for them. I think a lot of Catholics and a lot of Christians are just kind of settling down with a kind of a mediocre notion that, well, I'm kind of a mess, but hopefully I'm a lovable mess, and maybe God will have mercy on me. Well, I suppose all that's true. But, you know, we ought to expect great things because of our baptism and because we're now members of the family of God. We ought to see our enemy vanquished. We ought to be able, because of our baptism and our being made members of the family of God, we ought to begin to see how sin is being put to death. And good and great, wonderful things are coming alive in us. I can only testify for myself that I'm 48, but I've been serious about my spiritual life maybe only for the last 25 years, since I entered the seminary. And I will say that in those 25 years, I've seen a lot of progress. There are some sins I used to commit that I don't commit anymore. There are some sinful attitudes that I used to have that I don't have anymore. In fact, I'm embarrassed to think I ever thought that way. There are some things, some struggles with anger and lust and so on that are much removed from me. And in their place, in the place of these negative things, I've begun to be able to love others more. I've begun to cherish prayer more. I love God more. I'm kinder, I'm more compassionate, I'm more patient. I'm not trying to say I'm a saint. I'm just saying I'm not what I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Because the Lord is putting my enemy, namely sin, to death in me. And I'm experiencing great progress. I have a long way to go, but God is doing wonderful things in my life. And I have a new life available to me. I don't have to live as a slave in Egypt anymore. I've come through the waters, out of slavery, and into freedom. And I need to begin to experience that freedom. And I'm seeing my enemy lying dead on the seashore more and more. We ought to have great expectations, because God has baptized us and made us a member of His family. A final thought. My father, who's dead now to this world, was still alive to God, but my father used to often say to me, "Son, you're a chip off the old block. I'm smart, so you're going to be smart. I'm able to do it, so you can do it." And in a way, God is saying that to us now. He is saying, "You can be holy, because I'm holy, and you're now a member of my family." And you know, as years have gone by, I look a lot more like my father. Got the same balding pattern. My voice sounds, it used to be when my father was alive, I'd be at his house and I'd answer the phone for him and they'd think they were talking to my dad because I sounded just like my dad. I even have the same eyeglass prescription. My father's glasses, I could wear them. Same prescription. Just like my father, even the old stockiness in the middle. That's all from him. Now, I didn't start out that way, looking like my father. I started out looking like an infant, like Mr. Magoo. But through the years, I became to look much more like my father. And my father says, "You're my son. Because I can do it, you can do it." Well, if God is our father, God is saying the same thing. I am your father. You are my child. Because I am holy, you can be holy. And little by little, we may not look exactly like Him now, but little by little, if our life goes by and we're faithful, we'll look more like God, sound more like God, love more like God. All of this because we are baptized. We're brought out of slavery into freedom. Our enemy is lying dead on the seashore. And because we're made a member of the family of God, great things are possible for us. And I hope that you and I will live with a vigorous expectation that our lives can be dramatically different because of the power of Jesus Christ to put sin to death and to bring freedom and grace alive. Amen.